Meaningless requirements. The Jews had so perverted the law with meaningless requirements that they made it a yoke of bondage, and had made its observance an intolerable burden. A Jew was not allowed to kindle a fire nor even light a candle on the Sabbath. As a consequence, the people were dependent on the Gentiles for many services which their rulers forbade them to do for themselves. They thought salvation was restricted to the Jews, and that the condition of others, already hopeless, could be made no worse. But God has given no commandments which cannot be obeyed by all. In the temple, Jesus met the man who had been healed. He had come to bring a sin offering and also a thank offering for the great mercy he had received. Jesus made himself known. The healed man was overjoyed at meeting his deliverer. Ignorant of the enmity toward Jesus, he told the Pharisees that this was he who had performed the cure. Therefore did the Jews persecute Jesus, and sought to slay him, because he had done these things on the Sabbath day. Jesus was brought before the Sanhedrin to answer the charge of Sabbath breaking. Had the Jews been an independent nation, such a charge would have served their purpose for putting him to death. But the accusations brought against Christ would have no weight in a Roman court. Other objects, however, they hoped to secure. Christ was gaining an influence greater than their own, and multitudes uninterested in the harangues of the rabbis were attracted by his teaching. He spoke of God, not as an avenging judge, but as a tender father. By his words and works of mercy, he was breaking the oppressive power of man-made commandments, and presenting the love of God.